let's say the Holy Spirit started me on this message this morning when I was dealing with a young man who's, I've spoken to him about the Lord before, but I went a little deeper today. And I heard my mouth, you know how your mouth is off under the anointing? Anybody know what I'm talking about? It just keeps speaking. And I was talking to him about stopping trying to clean himself up. And I reminded him that Jesus, when he chose the disciples, he told them that he was going to make them fishers of men instead of fishers of fish. And I reminded him that the fisherman has a job to do. He pulls the fish out of the water, brings it into the boat, which is really the church. The church has specialists, apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists, plus the ministry of helps. So, as the fish come in, the Lord will release the anointing upon each individual, depending on whichever ministry you happen to be a part of, and you will be released as you obey to bring forth the cleansing that the fire of God wants to burn out in each fish. And most Christians trying to clean themselves up before they come to church, which is such a silly thing. But that's because of the religious realm where they have placed so much guilt on people that the only thing that they know is self-condemnation, self-criticism. And as that continues, they eventually stop going because they're tired of being accused and abused. You hear me? So he pondered this because he came back later and he says, wow, this is so much better than what I was taught. So we went a little further. And I reminded him that Peter wasn't perfect either. And I reminded him that Jesus said, I will make you into a fisher of men. It's not Peter himself making himself into what God needs. It's God making Peter into what he needed. And he's doing that with you and me. He's making us into a specialist in whatever area that you have been commissioned by God to become. You say, well, I'm not like you. Praise God, we got enough of one of me. Okay? Now there's an echo in the back of the room, and we're not going to repeat that comment. Do I need confirmation? Sometimes I do, because, let's say it this way, you have no idea, sometimes I see myself or I listen to myself and then I get a little scared. But I know that he began a good work and he will finish it. So that gives me grace and hope for the future. But we don't need any more of trying to copy an individual. St. Paul says, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Well, if you see Jesus in me doing something, by all means, if he says for you to do, go ahead. But if it's Jesus in me, you're going to get the same godly result that you may have seen him do in me and through me. And that's okay. I don't have a problem with that. What I have a problem with is the artificial stuff. How many know you can tell the difference between the artificial and the real? The artificial, they say, oh, I love you. I'm so humble. Okay? And you can see right through their act. Because it is an act. But there are some that are genuine. And they don't walk around patting each other on the back or trying to build themselves up with titles and so on and so forth. They are genuine. And they are lovers of the broken. How many come from a broken background? Put your hand up and look around. See, if you think that God is going to use the professionals to heal his body, you've got news coming. And to clean up the fish, it's going to be those that were already clean that know how to prepare and go in love to help the one that's been soiled by whatever. You catching on? Because you're going to be knowing something about them that you've already had a freedom in, and you're going to be able to lay hands on the sick and they will recover. No matter what the degree. Mark 16. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Doesn't say they might. They will recover. It may take time. And Jesus reprimanded them. And he told them they're going to pray in other tongues. Okay? That's the signs that follow you. Okay? Yes. They will drink deadly poison. They tried to kill Paul. They couldn't do it. You know, I can remember years back, I listened to a testimony of a gentleman who was a believer and his wife was a non-believer from Germany. That's all I remember is there was a German couple. And she couldn't stand his Christian walk. So she decided that she was going to kill him with arsenic. So she went, and in those days, you could buy it for rat poisoning, okay? And she started putting it into all the food that she was giving him. And week after week, she would double the dose and double the dose and double the dose, and he's not dying. So she went to the person that she was buying this stuff from, and she said, I want some real good stuff. You're selling me something. And she argued with him. And this is a true story because I remember him giving his testimony. And he'd written a book. For 7 or 8 months, this woman continued to increase the arsenic and nothing, absolutely nothing was happening to him. She finally said, there has to be something that you have done that I don't understand. And he looked at her and he says, I keep forgiving you because I know what you're up to, but you don't realize the greater one is in me and nothing you put in the food can touch me. Yeah. She then bowed her knee to Jesus and they went around the world testifying what was really the truth. That she had a plan to kill the man that she couldn't stand. And the man she couldn't stand was full of Christ. And she ended up just like him. You understand where I'm coming from. You are being prepared. You say, well, oh, I'm not ready. Well, I've got news for you. He knows how to prepare you. And he's got angels on the job. Those angels can do a better job than you and I could ever do. Okay? Ministering spirits. They're to help and reconstruct whatever is broken. They're available. In Hebrews chapter 1, verses 7 and 14. That's where they're available. And you know, everybody's so focused on the dark side. It would be nice if you focused on the light side. It's not the demons that are your problem. It's maybe you got a few angels missing. And you won't have them until you ask for them. Okay? I also want you to take a moment at Acts chapter 1. Because we're being prepared for the feast that's coming up in May. Acts chapter 1. I did not have this before I started. It came while I was sitting in the chair. Verse 3. After his suffering, he showed himself to these men and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." So when they met together, they asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" And he said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or the dates the Father has set for his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the ends of the earth." After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. I remember years ago, the Lord showed me that that cloud is still around, hiding him from your sight. You say, "Why can't he open my eyes?" He can. But if you don't ask, you won't receive. We are so limited in the church with religious form. And tonight we threw the form out. What I want you to remember is he's able to rebuild you and me into what he decreed you should be and will be in order to complete the mission that he wants for this area. Now I want you to just put your hand over your heart and close your eyes. Say, "Holy Spirit, don't stop. Get to the finish line. Do in me all that I need in order to complete me into the specialist that you need, so that those that come in, and I may be a little bit dirty, you will make me into a willing vessel, that I will lay hands on them. They will be set free. And God will receive the glory. And they will walk in freedom. Because as I have freely received, I will freely give. For God's glory. Thank you, Lord. For the ministering angels that are going to continue throughout the night to minister to me, to release healing and grace into every area that's been broken. Thank you, Lord. I praise you. I trust you by choice in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.